Quick, kids, help me. I know it's long mass today, but that's all right. This is awesome. This is the best time of year. This is holy. This is great. This is like the Super Bowl and the championship game and the World Cup all rolled into one every year for us as Catholics. So this is great. This is exciting, most exciting time that we have as Catholics. And one thing I was thinking about as I was reading the second reading today, I was thinking about Mother Teresa. She's one of my favorite saints. She helps me out a lot all the time. And Mother Teresa, she was a teacher with a religious community. And she heard the call of Jesus. He said to her, I want you to go out and live just for me and give yourself completely to me in the poorest of the poor. So Mother Teresa, she heard the call of Jesus and she went out. And she was, in the beginning, she was all by herself. And she would pick up these people that were dying, that had all these terrible sores, and they were filled with maggots and disgusting things. And she would take them back to her home. And she would wash them and clean them and care for them. And every day she was going out helping people and doing things because she saw Jesus Christ in each and every person that she encountered. And there were some days it was just at the end of the day, and she was exhausted. She just felt, I can't do anymore. But God gave her the strength to be like Jesus. Because Jesus, it was hard for him too. And it was difficult to go up and to be go up to the cross. But it says in the second reading, it says, Christ, always in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. But he took the condition of a slave, and he emptied himself. So we see in the way of the cross that Jesus is emptying himself. You know, he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it's possible, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus chooses the will of the Father so he can empty himself. And when he's on the cross, he's hanging there. He pours out all of his blood for us. He empties himself until there's nothing left to give. That's the kind of love that we want. But so often it's all about me, and we can become selfish, and it's like, I want this, I need this, I gotta have this, for me, for me, for me. But Jesus says it can't be like that. We have to give of ourselves. We have to empty ourselves to be filled with the love of God. So let us pray this week that we are able to empty ourselves and to invite Jesus into our heart so that we can be like him. So as we are poured out in love, we may be filled with the love, with the grace, with the mercy, with the healing, and the kindness of Jesus Christ.